Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 514, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 18, Bully for Ethan.
It aired June 12th, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Paul Grinda. I'm looking at the dates for this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 12th. The next one comes out on the 13th, which is the day after, and that seems weird to me. I don't know if that...
Yeah, I don't feel like they've had consecutive days since, like...
Since they were on, like, after school in Mighty Morphin times. Yeah. Also, the one after that comes out the 19th, which is the day before my birthday. So, to this day, I am pretty sure there has never been an episode of Power Rangers that aired on June 20th. It's been on for 25, almost 30 years, and I don't think a single episode has ever aired on June 20th, and I'm not going to do the math, but one of you listening at home can if you want to let me know. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch some episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have the DVDs, which I now own.
All right.
Getting them was trickier than I thought, because remember, like 4 or 5 episodes ago, I was like, I ordered them. Turns out I did not. I put them in my cart, and then I left. And I closed the window or something because they were just sitting in my cart like, hey, man, did you forget? And I was like, yes. So I bought them last week. I got SPD and Dino Thunder just in case by the time we're to SPD, they don't have anything figured out yet.
Right.
And I was going to get Mystic Force too. And I was just going to kind of buy all the ones that are up through RPM because they're like relatively cheap. But Mystic Force was not available for... like Prime Ship, like it was like a guy selling it for like more than I wanted to pay, and I was like, I'm gonna wait.
So Mystic Force is the samurai of the original DVD run.
I guess so. So I'm like, I'm gonna wait on that one. And maybe I'll go back and try to find it at a store near here that might have it.
Are they not on Shout Factory anymore?
They are, but they're way more expensive on Shout Factory, which is weird because they come from there. So you'd think that they would be able to, like, scoop Amazon on the price, but they can't. And unfortunately, I don't want to give Jeff Bezos any more money, but I live in the middle of the woods and I don't have a lot of money. So, you know, my hands are kind of tied on that. But yeah, so I was like, okay, I'll wait on Mystic Force. And then I was like, all right, so send them to me. They're like, yeah, it'll be there on Wednesday. And so yesterday I'm like, all right, should be here sometime. And then I got an email at 6 saying that at 4:30 they couldn't deliver them. And I was like, well, hold on, I was here at 4:30. My aunt was here at 4:30.
It was nice of them to at least email you.
An hour and a half later.
I don't get anything delivered. I don't get any emails.
They don't
or anything.
Tell you? They're just no. Like, I don't know. I clicked through and I was like, why couldn't you deliver it? And they were like, I don't know, USPS had a problem. And I was like, why? And they're like, I don't know, it's a secret. And I was like, why?
What? The only thing I can think of, because we had issues with USPS through Christmas, because that was also when they were trying to sabotage the election.
Right, yeah, and it's still not fixed, so that is a big problem, yeah.
And I know the postmaster had said, like, zero overtime, and so like if their route wasn't finished... they just didn't finish it. So there was 1 week where we just didn't get mail for like 4 days because they just didn't make it this far.
They just couldn't get out to you? That is wild. Hey, hopefully that gets better now. We'll see.
I hope so. Because I looked into sending something like UPS to my mom, like her Christmas package, and it's like
$100.
Three times as much. I was
way
like, no way. I was like, I'll risk it going to Utah by accident, which is what happened to one of my Christmas presents.
that's out of the way, I would say.
Yeah, I got it 2 days ago because I had the cartoon Casey Jones, but now I have the movie Casey Jones pop figure. So...
nice.
Was supposed to be here on Christmas, was ordered like 2 weeks ahead of time, and got here a couple days ago because it went to Yuha and then just was like gone for a while.
That is from your mom's house to your house.
Well, that,
Utah
Latasha,
does not factor.
Latasha ordered that from Amazon.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But it went from like, it was sold by Amazon.
So it should have.
And it got sorted wrong, I think, because when she checked the tracking, it was like, whoops. That was supposed to go that direction.
The big problem that I usually run into with all of my mail is that my last name is Mason and my parents' last name is Mason. and they live across the street from me. So people keep thinking that I put the address down wrong and sending my mail to my parents instead of my my house, which is my aunt's house. So every couple days, I'm like, every time I'm like expecting something, I'm like, hey, mom, can you check the mail and see if I got something instead? Because I get a lot of pop figures, not pop figures, Nendoroids from Japan. By the time it gets here, it takes like 2 months after they ship it. By the time it gets here, it usually goes to my parents' house. And that's fine. It's across the street. The mailboxes are in the same place. So, like, that's fine. Anyway, Josh, you want to go watch Bully for Ethan?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Dino Thunder power up.
And we're back, and we just watched Bully for Ethan, a full, dense episode.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a lot of episode crammed into these 20 minutes.
I feel like it was doing one thing, and then it takes like a hard left.
Yep.
And does another thing, and then it takes a hard right to finish up that first thing.
Yeah, and then there is also this sort of detour of a whole second episode that I feel like the side plot should have probably been in its own episode.
Should have just been an episode, yeah.
Yeah, but instead they kind of snuck it into this Ethan episode, which filled out the time, which was, I guess, good. But at the same time, I feel like we could have got a lot more Ethan stuff in this one than we did.
Yeah, because I didn't hate him this time.
No, I liked Ethan in this episode.
Yeah, it would have been fine to, like, spend some more time with him.
But, you know, that is not what happened. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed. Time Force coming soon. I'm just going to say Time Force coming soon. Whenever Josh has time that he is not at work or asleep.
Whenever I have time for Time Force.
Time for Time Force.
I will get it up, maybe.
Soon, there will be lucky. Time for Time Force.
If you guys are really nice to me for my birthday, maybe it'll be up by the end of February.
Yeah, this is coming out in like 2 weeks, so your birthday's coming up or just recently passed.
I did put in for that entire week off of work.
Okay, nice.
It has not been approved yet, but
it's just your birthday, Josh.
Yeah, I know. How selfish of me to just want to, like, take a week so I don't just get mad and quit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if it does get approved, I imagine I will need to do something to fill some of that extra time that week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll even do the actual, like, archive feed.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Get that one back up to... Hopefully that one also does not crumble under its own weight like the first try did.
Boy, I hope not.
And I think that's probably because of our domain provider has just been a real...
Yeah, I don't know if they
real
were...
real so-and-so lately.
I feel like they changed the locks and didn't tell anybody, so we had to, like, break back in.
Yeah, and they were like, you still live here. And we're like, do we? Our stuff is here.
Yeah, we left your room just how you left it.
And you're like, okay.
You had to find the key that we hid, and we didn't tell you where it was.
And so that was fun. That was a fun week that we had. What was I saying? There's also, like you said, there's the archive feed, and there's the two classic feeds. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Apple Schnapps Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and PodbayB and Podgame.
Podgame.
Gotta get your Podgame right.
Get your Podgame on.
Your game is so off, you need to get your pod game right at podgame.com. That's where you go to get your game right.
Yeah, and it'll layer your podcast over a professional podcast so you can see how you're tweaking your leg wrong.
So you can see what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
It's just going to put you over rabbits.
See the crook in your waveform over rabbits.
This implies that rabbits is the well-done, good podcast, and I don't think that is necessarily true.
No, it's over, like, my brother and me or something.
Yeah, yeah. They have a podcast book out now, and as much as I would like to read it because I like them, I can't think of a thing the world needs less than people who started out successful at podcasting telling people who are not already famous how to start a podcast. It just seems like you cannot help as much as you think you can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my humble opinion as someone who didn't start out famous, who started podcasts.
Yeah, the best advice is don't expect it.
Yeah.
And then if it happens, it happens.
Just make a podcast because you wanna. And eventually, you might get people to pay you, much like the people we're about to thank in a minute. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. That's what I was getting to. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/ Hey Jake and Josh. It's been a minute since we have thanked patrons. So, Josh, would you like to thank patrons?
No.
Oh, dang.
I'm kidding. I would love to thank our patrons.
I Googled them, though. I got it already.
I need them. And so I need them to know how much I appreciate them.
All right, first up, and so this is, I'm doing a little bit of guesswork, so you might get thanked twice. This might be your second thanking.
Choose your own thank twice.
What a weird deep cut to an InSpace episode, I think.
I don't know why that was just living in my head, but
sometimes the show, it's insidious. It just gets in there, you know? Also, we might have missed you. If we did, we're sorry. Let us know. We will correct it. First up, new patron, Goji.
Thank you, Goji.
Jordan S. is a new patron.
Thank you, Jordan.
So is Eli R.
Thank you, Eli.
ALK.
Thank you, A.
It's just the first name is capital A, capital L, capital K. And then there's a last name.
All right. Well, thank you, ALK.
ALK, maybe, but it's all capitalized, so I don't feel like it's ALK.
If you're not sure, just spell it, and then you can't get it wrong.
Exactly. Starlight Path is a new patron.
Thank you, Starlight.
So is Yutsud.
Like Yutsud Boogie?
It's...
I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. I meant Yutsug Riot.
I don't know. I feel
Am
like
I
also
that
said
right?
that wrong. Y-U-T-S-U-D.
Yutsud.
Yes.
Yuts. Thank
you. Oh,
you
were making
very
a
much.
Zoot suit. You were doing a zoot suit thing, is what
yeah,
you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know why I said boogie first. Look.
Yeah, that threw me all off.
I'm not super familiar with the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
They're a good band. I've seen them twice in concert. The one that I had to drive 15 hours, much better for than the one that was in New Hampshire. For some reason, because the one we drove was in an abandoned train station in Buffalo, and like that was pretty cool. So
in New Hampshire, they just played like a venue.
They
probably.
Were just at, like a, it was like a school auditorium, but like it was separate. It was like a church auditorium, but like it wasn't. That's like the feel. It was a sit down concert, and I'm not a fan of those. Jeffrey P is a new patron.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So is Caitlin G.
Thank you, Caitlin.
And John played himself.
Congratulations, John. And thank you.
Fong Fu Master.
Thank you, Fong Fu Master.
I can't believe the master of Fong Fu.
we're making it, man. We've made it.
I think so. We should write a book. Tim P is a new patron.
What was that one?
Tim P.
Thank you, Tim.
So is Michael L.
Thank you, Michael.
And Robert H.
Thank you, Robert.
And a different Caitlin G.
Oh, well, thank you also, Caitlin.
This is, we are, I think I'm confident in saying that we are the number one podcast among Caitlin G's, regardless of how you spell your name. So they're a lot closer than you might think. Sean C. is a new patron.
Thank you, Sean.
And so is Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you all very much for supporting the show. We are really close to getting to 1,000, which is a milestone for our Pokemon one, our which I'm pretty excited about. We're gonna do second chances, and that's a call in radio show that Chansey hosts. It's like Delilah,
oh, right.
But a Chansey. Yeah.
Yes, that'll be fun.
That'll be very fun.
I guess.
We also do.
It'll be fun for a couple minutes, but I feel like it's just going to be a Bernie Sanders meme after about 15 minutes of, okay, I've seen them all. They're all the same joke. I get it.
Somebody on Instagram, I guess, collected 1,000 of them because they put them in their stories. And it was like, yep, these are all the places you can put Bernie sitting in a chair.
It was really funny because there was a tweet I came across that was like, oh man, Biden's going to be like a lot less meme material than Trump was. And then like less than an hour later, here comes Bernie Sanders with a crooked mask and a winter jacket.
What a wild thing to complain about, huh?
Yeah, look.
The internet? Can you chill for 2 seconds?
Yeah, and trust me, Biden is going to be a plentiful source of memes, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's so old. He's so old. He's so old. We have an email, but it is for the end of this episode. Someone sent us an email specifically with some stuff relating to this episode. Okay. So I'm going to wait until the end to read it. So with that, Josh, do you want to jump in to Bully for Ethan?
Heck yeah. Let's do it.
All right. We start off with Ethan. And I guess his computer club friends, they don't get to talk and they don't get names, but they're all hanging out and they're all vaguely nerdy. So I think they are computer club friends.
Yeah, and they're just watching him play a video game on his computer. Yeah,
he's getting to like a super high good level and he's about to do real good
at
a game.
Same game from game on, because he says something about like, I'm finally going to get the keys and get into the castle. Or
oh, did he? I missed whatever. That. He's finally going to beat Goldbop. Bobcat Goldthwait, the wizard.
Goobadoop.
So then we cut over to a kid kicking a soccer ball, and he kicks it way wide. It's not an air ball. He kicks it away from the net. Like,
yeah, it's not wide. I mean, it is wide a little to the right, but it's more wide up.
It is
than anything.
Yeah, it's far away from where he's meaning to kick it. And Connor razzes him about it, and he's like, "Thanks for your support, Connor." And Connor's like, "Yeah, you need support. You need game."
Oh, he's also got a mullet and dirty knees, so you know this guy's a jerk.
So then he kicks it again, and it goes wide, and it is the same shot, so at least he's consistent.
He's very consistent.
Right?
He has one kick. If he just put the net up in the air a little bit.
What if he turned his body in such a way that when he kicked it, it went into the net? Maybe he just don't face the net. You got to face a different way.
There is an orientation issue. Who knows what his problem could be?
I see what you did there, I think.
It's definitely not that he has no finesse and is just power kicking this ball as hard as he can from like 10 feet away from the net.
Yeah, so he kicks the ball and it flies and it hits Ethan right in the hands and knocks his computer out of his hands and dumps it onto the ground and probably breaks it because it looks like it's like a thin Windows computer and those are not sturdy.
No. Any computer that you drop from like an arm height onto a sidewalk is probably not going to come out looking great.
I have a 2008 MacBook Pro that I got in college that I put in my backpack once and didn't zip up the laptop sleeve that I put it in, and it slid right out. And it still has the dent in it. Other than that, it is still fine, and I still use it every day. I only use it for editing now.
Fine. It's on, like, life support, I think,
sure. I do have to have an external fan. Though I actually think the heatsink issues, it kind of fixed itself. I don't know. It's Wolverine. This computer is Wolverine, and it's never going to die.
Unless you take it off the charger.
The battery is complete.
My old one that Tony spilled his coffee all over.
Yeah.
also holds no charge, but does work. Now, so I guess everything in there dried up nice.
It's fine now. It got all that good caffeine. It's ready to go. It's just you know, you can't unplug it. We lost power back when I lived in Texas. We lost power, and I was like, "All right, let me edit for like another minute." And like, it was like the strain of having to have GarageBand open and have no power coming into me, not gonna work, and then just shut off. So yeah, I can't do that. But other than that, it's pretty good still, which is.
Not bad.
But so the laptop gets dumped and he goes like Ethan like goes right for this kid. And he's like, of all the places in the field, you have to kick at me. And then the kid and I thought and this episode's called Bully for Ethan. So obviously the kid's going to be a bully for Ethan.
Right.
But like it would be so easy to not in this instance.
Just be like. Sorry, man. I only kick it in one spot, and it just happened to be where you were at that time.
Because, like, I feel like he came in – Ethan comes in hot because, obviously, he just got his computer dumped on a sidewalk. That's understandable.
But also, before Ethan even comes at him, when he sees that he knocked Ethan's computer out...
he smiles.
He smiles like, got that, nerd.
Got that, geek. He's like, what, geek? He's like, my name's Ethan, not geek. And they start kind of yelling at each other. It's, I don't want to call... They're not verbally fighting. They are just like...
They're kind of like...
They're yelling at each
volley?
Other.
Volley? Yeah. They're just having like a yelling match.
And Connor is there, and Connor knows this kid because they're both on the soccer team, despite having different uniforms. And
apparently, during school hours, Connor hangs out with this guy?
Yeah, I guess he knows him. His name is either Derek or Dirk. I couldn't tell.
I think it was Derek.
I think it's Derek, because I think someone else says it later, but I alternate every time I write it. I wrote it the opposite way, just in case. So... If I say Derek or Dirk, you'll know who I'm talking about. He's like an ass. And so, but Ethan is also like not just like taking it. He's just like, oh, I guess you can kick it anywhere in the field except the net, basically. Like some pretty good, you know, hey, this bully's an asshole. I'm not going to take that. And then the guy goes to like haul off and punch Ethan, and Connor stops him and he's like, whatever, I'm going to beat you up later, Ethan. Ethan's like, ooh. He does spooky thing. He does Razor
Scott
Ramon
Hall.
Fingers.
Yeah.
So we cut to Tommy's lab. Kira's there helping him organize some stuff because he's terrible at it. He just has everything in boxes stacked up.
Yeah, because she's like, hey, Dr. O, this sucks.
he's like,
yeah, that's why I had you come over.
That's why you're here. And so she finds a picture of them in their Power Ranger uniform. It's definitely a promotional picture.
It's a promo shot from Mighty Morphin.
From Mighty Morphin Season 2 specifically, you can tell because of Zach's, Billy's, and Trini's hair more than anybody
especially
else.
Especially Zach's hair. He has his down hair.
Yeah, he has his fade. And so she's like, oh, nice haircut. You can barely tell what Tommy's hair looks like because it's in a ponytail behind him. He's like, it was a style. And I was like, that never really went out. Ponytail didn't go away, I don't think.
I never had one.
I don't like them because they touch the back of my neck, but only in one spot. So that's why I put it up.
Yeah,
in
it's just
bun.
Like sweet as you walk, it just like sweeps the top
of your
neck.
And it drives me crazy. It makes me feel like there is a ghost trying to bite my neck or something. And I don't like it. So she's like, ha ha ha, look at your goofy hair. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then she finds a second picture. That is unrelated.
I love this photograph so much.
With Tommy's head, which just looks like he's playing on DK mode. His head is so big in this picture.
This is a real picture of Anton Mercer, like, fishing. I think it's from, like, his real life. It's probably him and, like, his two real sons or something.
Yeah.
And so they just, like, take Tommy's massive nog. They don't even, like, match the skin tone. They just drop it on this other guy.
It's like in a cartoon where a barrel is going to fall and it's a different color.
Yeah. Or like a Game Boy sprite when you play it on a Game Boy Color and it's like, oh, that one's red because it's going to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another guy. So it's Tommy on DK mode. DK Tommy. Anton Mercer. And then what I could have sworn was Connor.
It looked like Billy for a second.
I thought, I was like, why is Connor in this picture? Is this going to be some kind of like time thing?
I don't know.
But it turns out that it's just Smitty.
It's Smitty. And they say his name. It's like Terrence Smith, maybe. But it's something Smith. I don't remember his first name, but he's like, everyone called him Smitty. It's like, well, what happened? She's like, what happened? He's like, well, Smitty and I were up for the same job and I got it at Mercer's company and I got it. And Smitty didn't, so he went to work somewhere else, and then there was an accident. And that's all we kind of get on it. And Kira's like, so a bad memory? And he's like, yeah, throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, I don't want this photo anymore.
Photo of my friend who, by context, is dead.
Is dead, yeah. And also, like, the part of the picture with him is, like, kind of blown out on the side.
It's like a little burnt. Or maybe it's just faded. But it looked, yeah, something happened to the Smitty side. And, like, why throw it away?
I don't know. That's your dead friend. Why are you throwing his photo in the garbage?
Because Tommy's like, yeah, trash this one. So she throws it in the trash pile. And this is Okay, so that is wild that they were just like, here's a picture of my friend who is dead, throw it in the trash, right?
Yeah.
She throws it into this box that is apparently trash, and it lands on this thing, and there's this symbol on, like, at least two things that is a very specific symbol. I don't know what it's for, but it looks like a Power Rangers symbol. It's a triangle with, like, five different colored lines coming out of it. Like, in not, like, necessarily, like a prism, but, like, there's one going up, and then there's, like, two that come up next to that and then go off to the side, and two that come out of the side. And it looks like a Power Rangers-related organization.
I did not catch this.
And then it's in 2 seconds, and my brain was like, what is that? What is that for?
Garbage. It's trash.
It's trash, apparently, so I shouldn't worry about it, but I gotta know, Josh. What is it from? Also, real quick, back to the Power Rangers picture. Kim, the way because the photo's, like, old, so it's, like, kind of faded a little bit. And the way everyone's clearly in their Power Ranger suits, and except Kim, who is in her suit, but the white and the pink have basically faded to look like one color. So it looks like she's just in a shirt with her friends, the Power Rangers.
Also, like, I get that, like, Tommy, I was a Power Ranger, and so it's fine that you see this, but, like, I guess from the Power Rangers history video, they do know the identities of every Power Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for Tanya.
Yeah. Except Tanya. Woof.
And hey, Caron.
And Caron for probably a different reason. Yeah, hey, if you thought the stuff where they were like, this one black woman, maybe you should just assume it's a different black woman. That's fine, right? If you think that was uncomfortable, get ready for this episode where there's just some implications that I will get to a little bit later that I wish I was smarter so I could talk about it better. We cut to Zeltrax, who's like, I hate Tommy so much. And because Mezuko was like, I know, it's annoying. And he's like, I just want to kill him. And Mezuko was like, it's okay if you kill him as long as you don't also mess up my plans.
Yeah, because he starts off by saying, like, you're... thirst for revenge against Tommy is getting in my way. Like,
yeah,
cut the crap.
Cut that.
You're failing because you have these blinders on.
Yeah.
And so Zeltrax says something like, "Well, what if we had a plan that I could kill Tommy and you would get what you want?"
Is it?
Mezugog is like, I guess that'll be fine. This is so
just real
so
quick.
Weird.
Just real quick. Doesn't Mezugog also want Tommy a Power Ranger dead?
Yes.
So what's the problem,
also,
God?
I have a lot of umbrage to take with the plans in this episode. Once again, this is not a great season for plans so far.
No. So Mezugog leaves, and the second he leaves, Trent pops in, and he's like, hey, I heard you want to kill Tommy. And he's like, what do you want to kill? Why are you here? And he pulls his sword out. He's like, you're not going to kill me. Mezugog's my dad. And he's like, you got me there. And basically Trent's like, I also want to kill Tommy. Or I want to help you kill Tommy so that way I can kill Mezugog, because I want to overthrow him because I hate my dad. Look at my haircut. And and Mezugog's like, I'm loyal to Mezugog. And he's like, yeah. But don't you really want to kill Tommy, though? He's like, why do you want to kill him? He's like, because he gives me a lot of homework. What do you care? So they make a deal, and we cut from there to Connor and Dirk hanging out by the lockers with like two or three other people. One of them is this like redhead kid who has two black eyes.
He was the goalie from earlier, and I was like, how many balls has this guy taken to the face today?
At least one good one.
Because this goalie is just beat up.
He literally has two black eyes, or guy needs to take a nap bad, like worse than I do. Like his, like it's rough. So they're all just there, and Ethan comes up to Connor. He's like, "Hey, did you get number 5 on Professor Mercer's quiz? I feel like it had to be a trick question." And then Dirk says something about how he's like, "Aren't you? Shouldn't you go to a sci-fi convention?"
Right.
And then Ethan calls him cliche, and Dirk's like, what did he just call me?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? And which is a pretty solid joke.
Connor's doing some good work behind Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like impressed by Ethan, But every time Derek kind of like looks back toward Connor, he has to like hide his like grin a little bit.
Right.
I like Connor in this episode, but he seems a little touch and go for a minute of like.
He's a little wishy-washy.
Is he worried for Derek or is he worried for Ethan? It's kind of hard to tell.
It seems like both. And I think if you read it that way, it works on why he's like kind of back and forth on like he doesn't want them to fight, but you're not quite sure why.
Because they're like Ethan is his friend, but only because he's a Power Ranger with him. Because at the beginning of the season, Connor was making the same jokes Derek is making to Ethan now.
Yeah, he just didn't kick any soccer balls at his laptop. Right. So Derek's like, let's fight then. Ethan's like, yeah, let's fight then. And so they're about to square up. Ethan like takes his backpack off, which is a good call because the only fight I got into in high school, I did not take my backpack off, and it was not. It didn't help.
It was not a favorable outcome.
No. Or... Well, I didn't lose the fight, but I don't think I won either.
But did you win? Yeah.
I don't think either of us really won. I was also jumped in the locker room. So it happens.
I think I only got into one fight. It was in middle school, but it wasn't like at school. I was just like walking.
It was just somewhere out in the world.
Some other kid from middle school like started talking trash to me. I was like, what is your problem? And he like took a swing. And I just like backed off, and eventually I think he got me on the jaw once, but not like fully. And then he like talked more smack and left, and I was like, "What just happened?
What's going on?
I didn't even know this guy." And then like less than a month later, he would just like talk to me like we were friends. So teenagers have a lot going on.
Teenagers have some problems. Yeah, some kid who was when I was a freshman, some kid who was older than me by some degree kept like picking on me, and I was like, "Better cut that shit out." He's like, or else what? And I punched him. And then, because I was an angry young man. And so, obviously, he jumped me in the locker room while I had my backpack on. So, while I did not lose the fight, I also did not win. I did not have full range of motion. Eventually, we just were, like, separated. And my friend Josh, my other friend Josh, who was there, because it was in gym class, he's like, I was going to jump in, but you were doing fine. And I didn't want to, like... have any of his friends jump in, so we just kind of let. I was like, yeah, no, I appreciate that, but yeah, that was the only fight I got into. But so Ethan takes his backpack off, good call, and then the bell rings and Connor's like, thank God, for the first time in my whole life I would like to go to class now, let's go. So they leave, but as they do, Derek like turns around and he's like, we're gonna fight after school and your friend can't, and Connor's not gonna stop me or whatever.
Yo, Ethan, after school what?
In the parking lot.
I feel like I heard kids yell this at each other all the time. Oh yeah, after school.
Yeah, like, right. It's like you take the bus home. You're not gonna be here after school. Like
it's the declaration of war.
Yeah, right.
Pistols at dawn after school.
So they walk away. Ethan doesn't. Ethan hears a portal sound and he looks outside and he sees Zeltrax and a guy whose name is Termite Tron. But I heard it Termite Tom the first time, so this is Termite Tom, who sounds like an exterminator. Also, does not seem much like a termite to me. Looks more like some sort of moth or mosquito, but what do I know? He also has, like, hexagonal eyes that have, like, one's got a picture of a horse on it, and the other one has, like, like a skirt or something? I don't know.
It's like woodblock prints or something on his eyes. It's really weird. But he's got these nasty, like, red clusters under his armpits. And they're just...
They are...
really grossed me out.
They are challenging. Ethan, like, goes up to them. He's like, get out of here, Zeltrax. And Zeltrax's like, no, I'm going to fight Tommy Oliver. And he's like, he's not here. He's like, I know that. And he's like, so what? He's like, yeah, Termite's going to eat the whole... Tom's going to eat the whole school and all the places if you don't... get Tommy. And so Ethan's like, not if I kill him first. And he goes to morph and he's like, Dino Thunder. And then we hear Ethan, and up runs Cassidy and Devin and like 14 of their closest friends that we've never seen before.
The rest of the yearbook club, I guess. I guess
they get blasted, and so they scatter, and we go to commercial, we come back, and Ethan can't morph, so he's just fighting Tom unmorphed. And the whole time, Cassie's like, oh, this is good bullying footage. It's like, what are you, Cassidy, what?
What does that mean?
She's trying to do an expose on bullying, which, like, in a high school is not news, dude.
It's as much news as a monster attack here is.
Yeah, right?
So she wouldn't take a story on a monster attack like an episode or two ago, I think. But now she's like, I'll do a story on bullying.
Yeah, and that's the hot subject. Kid is fighting, and he's also doing well. Like, he's doing good fights. He gets knocked down once.
The real story here is that computer nerd Ethan knows, like, really good karate.
Knows, like, actual. He does, like, a flying spin kick. Like, he does a dodge that looks like Kung Lao did it. Like, it's good. So Kira is like, oh, I'm already late enough. And she's hiding behind. She's hiding. Kira's hiding behind a thing, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm great. I'm, like, late enough. And she turns around to face the camera and goes, Dino Thunder power up!
Yeah, and she shoots her arms out, like, from behind the pillar. Yeah. She's totally exposed. She's yelling as loud as she can.
It's like, Kira, just do it. Rocky did it quietly once. You can do it, too. So she morphs. She, like, blocks a blast that was going to hit Ethan. And she's like, all right, little boy, go. And he's like, little boy? She's like, dude, get out of here.
He's about to square up to Kira. He's like, little boy?
Little boy? She's like, I don't know you. Well, like, just go.
Get out of here.
So then he, like, runs away. And Derek sees this. And he's like, hey, look at your friend Ethan running away. And
running from, like, a space monster that could eat him.
Like, come on. And then Connor's like, I'm going to go see if he's all right. And then Mercer's like, don't go out there. There's a monster there. He just, like, from nowhere, it's like, don't go out there. And Connor's like, oh, beans. Then Ethan rejoins the fight, but he's morphed this time. And this is when Cassidy and Gooch decide that they, like toddlers, would love to die. And so
this is a little too stupid. I liked it when they went up to the monster one time while it was fighting, but to actively get in the way of the Power Rangers 10 times in a row,
it's a lot. And so they're trying to get, like, interviews with both the Rangers. The first thing she goes up to Kira, she's like, ooh, a girl Ranger. Zeltrax has a sword near her. Like,
yeah,
it's like Cassidy.
Kira has to literally throw her out of the way so she doesn't get stabbed to death.
This happens, like you said, about 10 times.
Ethan goes to, like, shoot his blaster, and when the camera cuts to over his shoulder, Cassidy's just there, like, asking him, like, what is going on right now? And I would have shot her.
Right in front of a gun, Cassidy. I know you're tough because you've taken laser blasts also before, but also like a minute ago and seemed pretty fine from it. But, like, come on.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's one too far. And so then he's like, get out of the way. So then eventually they're not winning. The Power Rangers are losing to Zeltrax and Termite Tom. And Termite Tom's like, you tell the Black Ranger to come meet me in a warehouse or else Tom's going to eat the whole city. And I'm like, only if it's made out of wood.
Zeltrax says to meet him.
Yeah, Zeltrax says this. Did I say Ethan?
I think you said Termite Tom. Oh, okay. Him that, but yeah.
He's like, Termite will eat the city.
He did say when he was threatening Ethan at first, like, he can level a city in minutes with his termite power.
Go do it then, coward.
I think that's fake. I don't think that's true. I've seen the monsters these chuckleheads make, and none of them can really do anything in minutes.
And, like, I've seen this one later in this episode. He just kind of sucks. This guy just sucks. Then we cut from there to Mercer's class, and Kira and Ethan come in, and they're late. They're like, sorry we're late. Did we miss anything? He's like, nothing you can't learn in detention, because you're late. And at this point, I would have been like, Kira and Ethan, say you were caught on the other side of the monster attack. Like, it's really easy. How late can you possibly be that you can't say we were on the other side of the school, there was a monster, right?
Yeah.
But they don't. So they go to find their seats. Dirk trips Ethan. And Mercer, who sees this, is like, hey, Dirk, there's a whole thing in the school rules about not being a shithead to your fellow students. And you can read about them in detention also.
I don't know what they're trying to do with Mercer anymore.
I think they're trying to get me to like him, and it's working.
But, okay, I want to talk about the last episode again for just a second.
Okay.
Because that was the Kira is turned evil one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because it seemed to me, and I don't think we really touched on this, and if we did, I don't remember.
When
they went to the museum, it seems like the Tyranno drone that lured Kira away was a trap that Anton Mercer was in on.
It did seem like that, because
but then at the end of the episode, he was like, man, I hate Mezogog and I don't want to be him anymore.
Yeah, and like, and when so the Tyranno drones like grabbed Kira and like forced her to look at the skull thing that brainwashed her. So they were clearly in on it. But then it also seemed like Mezogog and Mercer were not aware of the fossil guy's plans, you know?
Maybe. But there was just the whole vibe of like, Anton Mercer is your new teacher, and he's also Mezogog. And I feel like everything before this was like, look at how much of a bad guy Anton Mercer is.
Yeah, and now they're like, but he's a Mezogog. And we're like, oh, that's why he's a bad guy. And he's like, no, because he doesn't want to be Mezogog.
No, but
and
he's like a good guy. He's like a good guy now, you see.
Then also, like, he's like a pretty good teacher, which is like, I like that. So I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Only time will tell, I hope.
And it's not even like he puts them in detention to keep them away from helping Connor do something, or you know, it's just like they're just in detention, and it's basically nothing for the episode.
Yeah, we don't see it basically at all, I don't think. So we cut to after class. Kira and Connor are talking to Ethan about the fight, and apparently everybody knows about the fight, and we know this because Cassidy's like, hey, try not to get hit too bad, but if you do fall towards the camera, that'll be good for me, a bystander who is filming you get beat up.
Right, and I'll also be asking you questions throughout the fight.
Yeah.
So well, Derek will also be fighting me and Devin. And so will you. You both will also be fighting me and Devin.
So then Kira's like, look, you're not going to use dino powers, right? He's like, no, I'm not going to use my dino powers. And then Connor is like, but without them. And I was like, do we forget that he does know karate too? Like, he's,
yeah, did you just see him roundhouse kick a monster like 2 hours ago?
Like, yeah, like recently. Is this supposed to be like, karate is dino powers and you know you can't use those?
Yeah, you didn't know how to fight before you were a Power Ranger. You have to just kind of stand there and get beat up.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
And Ethan's like, I have other plans. There's not like, there's plenty of ways to settle fights, and so don't worry about me. And they're like, okay. So we got to Tommy's lab because Connor goes there to tell Tommy, because the other two have detention. So Connor goes to tell Tommy about the thing that Termite Tom and Zeltrak said. And he's like, this is a trap. And Tommy's like, yeah, it's absolutely a trap, but these guys won't stop pushing us around until we stand up to them. And I was like, oh, that's like a bully lesson. You're not telling it to the guy who needs it, but okay. And so they leave. Tommy cannot unmorph, if you'll recall. Mm-hmm. Connor is unmorphed, and he, I guess, walks with a Power Ranger to a warehouse. Because he shows up there unmorphed, too. So I don't know what that is, either.
Yeah, I don't know.
We cut back to Mezogog's lab, and Zeltrax is like, with Tommy out of the way, Elsa will be mine. And I'm like, is that what this is about?
We only had that one episode of Randall and Tommy having a thing.
And then, like...
Because then JDF had to, like, go. So they didn't really do anything else with that.
But also, Zeltrax has been on this I hate you, Tommy, and you know why the whole time.
Since way before that.
So,
yeah.
Like, what? Trent unvisibles, and he's like, do I smell a love triangle? And Zeltrax's like, shut up. No, you didn't. don't worry about it. And he's like, I don't care. I actually don't care. As long as, like, it's basically like a you scratch my back, I scratch yours deal, right? So they shake hands, I think, and they're like, good. We cut to the warehouse. Connor unmorphed and Tommy morphed walk in. So they got here together somehow, and no one was like, Connor, why are you with that Power Ranger? And then Termite Tom shows up, and he's like, ha, you fell into our trap. The trap is, I'm going to be here. And that's all.
Yeah. The trap is, it's me, not Zeltrax. Gotcha.
Got him. What?
And they're like, either way, we're going to fight. Like, you didn't catch us unprepared.
Right? I just bit my tongue. And I'm going to blame that on Termite Tom and his stupid plan.
All right. If you need to take a break, just let me know.
No, it's not too bad. It's just, it was surprising more than painful. Then we cut to detention, and we watch the clock for, like, a solid minute, I feel like.
I think it's only actually, like, 5 seconds.
But we watch all 5 seconds.
It's a lot of time to just have a clock in your episode.
Yeah. And then it pans down and Mercer's like, all right, you can leave. And so he leaves. And then Derek's like, I'm going to beat you up now. And then, but before he does that, they get beeped on their things. And he's like, I have to, can we reschedule the fight? And he's like, I knew you'd try to do something like this. And I was like, politely asked to do a fight a different time? That's a, I would not have guessed that he was going to do something like that.
And then Ethan is like, no, look, I also really want to fight, but something really important came up.
And Kira's like, he's not lying. And Derek's like, why? Derek should have been like, why would I trust you and your friends? Obviously, you're going to back him up. But he's like, fine, you have 1 hour.
Yeah, if you're not at the soccer field in 1 hour, I'm going to come looking for you, and you'll regret it when I find you. And it's like, and then, you're not going to find him.
And then, right? Like, you don't know where he's going to go. And then it's also like, what? What's the plan, Derek? Instead of just fighting regular, I'm going to have a hammer this time. Like, yeah. What do you mean?
How's I'm bringing be worse? My dad Triple H with me.
Planning to fight each other. How could it be worse if you do it somewhere else? Like, oh, we're gonna go to a Mortal Kombat stage and you're not gonna like it there. What?
I'm gonna uppercut your ass into the spike pit.
Oh. So we cut right back to the warehouse. Kira and Ethan show up, and then the Tom's like, he's like, now you're all here, got you. And it's like, this isn't a plan. This isn't a trap. This is nothing.
So I do want to point out now. No, not yet. Not yet. I'll point it out in a minute. Let's go forward a little more.
Okay. So they morph and they beat the shit out of Termite Tom and kill him. What a good plan, Tom.
Yeah. And so we cut back to Trent and Zeltrax, right?
Yeah.
Zeltrax is like, hey, Trent, what the heck? And Trent's like, just make him grow and distract the Rangers, and then you can have Tommy all yourself. Now, here's my problem with this plan that Trent has. Uh-huh. It's the same plan they always have.
Yes, but I actually think that's why it's clever. Because clearly Trent doesn't care about... He just wants to get Zeltrax onto his side, right? So he's going to give him something to, like, you know... But he's giving him a thing he does anyway, and Zeltrax clearly doesn't notice.
He doesn't give Zeltrax anything. It's like, hey, you make the monster. You go down there and set the trap. I'm going to hang out here on the ship. And then when he dies, I'm going to tell you to make him grow.
Yeah. Then you're going to help me because I helped you. And Zeltrax basically falls for it, it seems like. So he goes down as they're running out. And then they grow Termite Tommy. He's big. He's like, I'm big now. And then, then Zeltrax shows up. He's like, you could give up or... You cannot give up. And Tommy's like, I'm not going to give up. And then so they go fight. The Rangers get in their Zords.
Tommy's
and Tommy
like,
just
I've
fights
kicked your
it.
Ass 10 out of 10 times. Why would I give up now?
He's like, okay, I wasn't expecting this. So then there's a fight. And so they get in the Megazord. And they just basically, it's not even, it doesn't, like, don't even worry about the Megazord fight for another, like, 6 minutes. It's not going to factor. They're fighting. Tommy basically breaks off the fight. He's like, why are you so obsessed with me? And Zeltrax is like, I'm Smitty.
Yeah, he says, like, I'm Theodore Smith or whatever. Or he's like, does the name Theodore Smith ring a bell? And then Tommy's like, Smitty?
Smitty?
And then proceeds to say Smitty about 4,000 times.
At one point, I'm going to save it. My favorite line read of the episode comes at the end.
The fact that Zeltrax's real name is Smitty is the dumbest thing.
Secretly, this whole time, Zeltrax has been Smitty, a character we learned about Smitty. 14 minutes ago.
Yeah. And Tommy's going to like jump back and forth between calling him Zeltrax and Smitty now. So that's going to be a cool thing we have to look forward to.
I have such... I just want to know why this isn't a whole episode. Why they didn't set up any of this before? I mean, they did set it up, right? They did set up that Zeltrax has a grudge, but then in this episode, they're like, the grudge is different from what you thought, which was nothing.
Right, and I don't know why they didn't set up Smitty a while ago.
Like, and like the other, also, from what we know about Smitty is, because then we get a little flashback, right? And it's Smitty with like a little vial of some green juice, and he drops it, and it's a bomb, and he dies.
And it explodes, right?
But then Mezogog shows up and makes him Zeltrax, and he's like, now I love you. You're my master now.
Yeah, okay. However, we're glossing over this. He implies he was in many pieces when Zeltrax found him.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he reconstituted me, basically.
Yeah,
like,
we see a shot of Zeltrax's weird, like, dino hand picking up, Like, what I'm assuming is just a loose Smitty arm.
just some tossed around.
Because it's
Smitty.
Like an extreme close up, so it's like from the elbow down, but like he is dismembered.
Yeah. So he puts him back together, he puts him in a robot body, and do you think that Frax is based on Smitty technology?
Yes.
Okay. Or do you think that by Frax coming back in time, that Mezagog somehow got his hands on some Frax stuff and was like, I can do this too?
Oh, maybe.
Kind of a chicken and egg situation.
It's a loop.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Zeltrax is just Smitty.
Zeltrax is Smitty.
And that doesn't matter to me. I don't care about that.
Yeah, because we didn't know who... No. We still don't know really who Smitty was.
And also...
He was just another scientist. I do have a theory about who he could be.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in maybe final thoughts.
Yeah.
But it took me until right now to, like, piece everything together. Because at first I was like... Because Zeltrax is going to be like, I will take your life, the one that you took from... The way you took mine from me. And I'm like... He didn't. You died in the explosion. He wasn't there, but I guess he was in that lab because Tommy got the other job. So if he got that job instead of Tommy, Tommy would have been the one that blew up.
Yeah, or Tommy wouldn't have been
shaking.
Or he
wouldn't have dropped the vial.
You know, and wouldn't have dropped a jug of nitroglycerin, I guess. And, like, it's just so weird. And what does this have to do with wanting to bone Elsa at all?
I don't know why they put that in.
Why bring it up? You already have a reason to hate him. You don't gotta bring Elsa into it.
All I needed to say was like, I'll have my revenge. And but instead you're like, I'll have my revenge and Elsa.
It's so confusing. And it's so anticlimactic that it's like, Zeltrax, literally the whole season has been like, Tommy, I hate you and you know why. And Tommy's like, I actually don't. And then this episode, Tommy's like, oh yeah, it's Smitty. Throw him in the trash. And then he's like, I'm Smitty. And I was like, okay. Thanks.
I wish Zeltrax could have somehow seen Tommy throw the picture of Smitty into the garbage.
Yeah, yes. So anyway.
Like if that's the setup, if that, like, he's already mad because he has to be in the tent with the vial that explodes and blows his arms off or whatever.
Yeah.
But then to also see Tommy throw him away in the garbage is, like, that should have been, like, episode 3 or 4, like, set up for this.
Like, it's so weird. So then they go back to fighting, and Zeltrax gets, so Tommy does this thing called a dino energy orb. What it has to do with dinosaurs is, it's just a big circle. It's like a big circle.
He traps him inside one of those Spencer Gift plasma balls.
Yeah, like one of those things where you touch it and the lightning comes to your finger. And so he's like, almost dies from that. And he's like, are you done, Zeltrax? Do you want to give up? He's like, no. And then he leaves. And then Tommy just goes, Smitty.
Oh, Smitty.
Man.
My man, Smit. He's my out here in a robot body.
And that's it. That's a wrap on Tommy's side. Tommy doesn't come back in the episode. Tommy's over now.
What a strange detour for this episode to take.
I know. So then we cut back to the fight where the Power Rangers are like their collar and elbow tied up. They push him. They push Termite Tom away. They drill him and he dies. And that's it. This whole time they were locked up and they were waiting for Smitty to get his stuff out. And then then they kill Termite Tom, a monster who doesn't do good. So
this is two monsters in a row that have just sucked.
So
it might even be more than that. I don't remember, because I know Suckass also was not great.
Suckass wasn't great. I think most of the monsters are pretty booty.
They're just like, we have footage of Power Rangers fighting monsters, and so we just put them in here, but they all are garbage.
Yeah. It's weird that the monster I think did the best against the Power Rangers was that dice monster that was like in 2 minutes of the beginning of an episode. I think that monster did the best, and they were like, get it out of the way early. And I was like, okay. So anyway, we cut back to Mezagog's lab, and
Tremp and Smitty.
We cut back to Trent and Smitty. And Trent's like, whoops. Anyway, you still got to help me kill Mezagog. And then Mezagog comes in and brain blasts him. And he's like, Zeltrax told me everything from the start.
But Trent, as he's getting brain blasted, he's not as, like, severely affected by it as Zeltrax and Elsa are. Because he kind of turns and he's like, "Ow, man!" And he's like,
"Hey, man!"
He's like, "Ow, dad!" That it's hurts weird. Me a lot.
So you bring up that he calls him dad, and he does call him dad, but he also brings up the fact that Mezogog and Anton are different people.
Mm-hmm.
But he also brings up the fact that they're the same people.
Yeah, and it's a little whole, confusing. Like, Mezogog is like, "Well, so you know then," and then Trent is like, "Yeah, and so do you." But it's like you knew they knew because you. Your identity has been known by them for a long time.
You two
now.
Are the two who are the two.
Like, yeah, and then Trent, or not Trent, Mezogog is like, "Well, now everybody knows everything," or I don't know what's going on.
So
either.
You gotta work for me. And Trent's like, "Okay, dad." And yes. Like, what?
I don't know what, I mean, I know he wants to kill his dad.
Yes. Right? Or that's, Mezogog?
I think maybe Mezogog. It's kind of wishy because Trent is kind of in this limbo of like this, what is he anymore?
This really? Trent also seems more like Trent but evil rather than White Ranger taking over Trent.
Yeah,
which is they're just doing a lot of things.
Yeah, they're not being super consistent with how any of this is working. So he agrees to like work with Mezogog, and Mezogog is like, "Zeltrax told me your plan from the beginning, and he's a loyal soldier."
He like pats him on the head, I think.
Yeah, and gives him like a sucker. Here you go, bud.
He's like, here's a lollipop. Here's Dum Dum. It's mystery flavor. We got it from the bank.
So Zeltrax scampers off to eat his lolly. no, he doesn't.
So then, but then Trent's just like, "Yeah, I'll be on your team."
Yeah. Don't and that's brain it. And then, blast me again. That really hurt.
Yeah, and then so then we cut to the soccer field where Connor's walking up behind with Ethan. He's like, "Are you ready?" He's like, "No, I got this. Don't worry." And Derek is there, and there's like 40 people watching. There's like a whole crowd, and so Connor goes and joins the crowd. And before we get to the solution, I do want to point out that I was keeping track because Ethan is the only black person on the show. Okay.
Yeah, including extras, I'm pretty sure.
I was paying it. Do you know how many black people are in this episode? The answer is two. One of them is Ethan. One of them is Zach in the photo of the Power Rangers. So I don't know if this was the plan. Like if it was a, because it doesn't seem like it. It seems like it's just a straightforward bully episode, right?
It's like it's a bully nerd relationship. Yeah.
But the fact that Ethan is literally the only black person on camera at any given time like adds a layer to it that is like, okay, are they trying to say something? But they're not. But it's just a weirdly uncomfortable thing once you realize what's happening.
Yeah.
And so Ethan goes up to and Dirk's like, "We're gonna fight now," and he's like, "How about we don't? What if we don't fight and instead I help you do soccer better?" And Derek's like, "What do you mean?"
Yeah, and then Ethan is like, "I'm going to help you kick the ball into the net. And if I can do it, if it works, you have to leave me and my friends alone." But here's the thing. He hangs out with Connor. He's Connor's buddy, and he has like probably a crush on Kira, but no other like real relationship with her.
I disagree. I think he has a crush on Ethan, as we will see in a second.
It could be, because also at the beginning of this fight, he is very apprehensive.
Yeah,
when he's like walking up to like beat up Ethan, he doesn't really look like he wants to.
So Ethan's like, he's like, "You could do that." He's like, "Yeah, yeah. Here, give me my LT." And someone gives him his laptop, and I was like, "That's not. No one's ever called a laptop an LT. No one's done." I think when he says "stop beating up me and my friends," he means like him and his computer club friends. Again, it's unclear. So then he's like, "Hey, I have this thing. Here's some footage of you that I took. Yeah, I took a video of you. Don't worry about it.
That's fine.
I superimposed footage from someone from the Manchester United soccer team." And see, when you kick it, you just boot it like it's a pumpkin and you're trying to smash it with your foot. And then here's how this guy kicks a soccer ball. So just turn your foot a little bit and give that a try. And he's like, "All right, we'll give that a try." So he kicks the ball and it goes wide. But then, like in the movie Wanted, he curves the bullet back and it goes into the soccer goal.
This is a real thing that soccer players can do. And it boggles my mind.
I understand how it works. But I also don't understand how it works. Like, I understand that like there is physics behind it, but I don't think I get it.
Put a little English on it.
Yeah, that's just like Manchester United. So he does it, kicks it, and then they're friends now. And Derek, so Derek says, he's like, yeah, cool. He's like, yeah, thanks. Sorry about being a jerk to you. He's like, yeah, I get it. Like, it happens. He's like, yeah, I just didn't think someone as smart as you would want to talk to me. And I was like, oh, you have a crush on Ethan, and this is the only way. I wish this would have been a little more evident the rest of the episode instead of, like, the weird kind of racial overtones of it.
Yeah, I don't know how – I don't think you would talk to me, so instead of trying, I'm going to beat you up.
It is a classic enemies to lovers setup. I also don't know what else – this could possibly be interpreted as. Like, that sentence does not have a single other meaning other than I like you and did not know how to show it.
So I wanted to pull your hair and put your face in the sand.
Exactly. So then they walk away in slow-mo, like Ethan and Connor and Kira walk away in slow-mo, and then bum, 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 bum. That's the show.
Yeah, there's a weird, like, voice. I don't even remember what it was, but there's some weird, like, ADR of Connor and Kira, like, giggling as Ethan is like, that's showbiz, or whatever he says.
Yep.
So weird.
It is very weird.
Yeah, so if someone is bullying you and wants to really beat you up, just help them with their soccer kicks, and then they will actually have been in love with you the whole time. That's how it goes.
Help them with their game.
That's the big takeaway here.
Yeah. So, Josh, that is the end of the episode. Before we do best and worst and all that, we did get an email from Cameron. Let me look it up. And this is about, it's called Bully for Ethan Information. So this is, he said that he was going to email it to us and to read it afterwards because it obviously gives away the game. So
wait,
Cam says, hey,
before you read that, I wanna throw my Smitty thing out just in case in this email.
Yes.
Is it possible that Smitty is Trent's dad?
I don't know. I have not read the email yet.
That's my theory is that I think Smitty is going to, because Trent's parents like died, and that's why Anton Mercer took him in, right?
They said they went on like an artifact find and there was like a cave in and they never got out. So I don't think so.
I could be. The tent could be in a cave. Look, I don't know. That could be a lie.
Was it a tent or was it just like cheap set decoration?
Maybe it was just a lab. I don't know. It read like a tent to me. But anyway, my theory is that Smitty possibly could be Trent's real dad.
Okay. Here's what Cameron says. Cameron says, hey guys, I imagine you'd be a little annoyed with the reveal of Zeltrax's real identity. Yes.
Correct.
Well, I remember Doug Sloan telling people on Ranger Board back in the day that he had in mind a couple of former Rangers to be Tommy's co-worker. The first was Austin St. John. Yep, Jason himself would have been revealed to be Zeltrax this whole time.
I had that thought during the episode, too. I was like, what if this was, like, Jason?
I thought it was so...
I don't like that he's a bad guy, but what if it was Jason?
Right, so... Yep, Jason himself would have been revealed to be Zeltrax this whole time and was even going to film a few cameos, but apparently flying from the U.S. and New Zealand was quite expensive. Yes, obviously.
The same problem with Kat.
Same problem with Kat, yeah.
That's why we got Haley. It should have been Kat.
Could you just film some cameos not in New
Well,
Zealand?
Now you could give them like $60 and they'll film it on their phone from their car. They'll be like, hey, I'm about to go have dinner, Tommy, but like, you know. just wanted to let you know I got you the new Pachyzord. Ready to go.
All right, bye. The second person that Doug was interested in getting was David Yost. Personally, I thought this would have been a better fit with him being the one interested in science.
And also his magic is blue.
Yeah. So I think he would have made a better mentor than Tommy. However, David was still not happy about the way the production crew treated him back in the day and wasn't willing to fly to New Zealand for a few cameo appearances. Also fair.
So Austin St. John cost too much to fly out there, but Billy said no.
He was not going to, like, at this point, I don't think anyone had apologized to him yet.
Oh, probably not.
Except for, like, obviously, like, cast members who weren't in on that terrible stuff that some of the crew did. But yeah, so I guess he was like, no, I'm not doing that, especially not for a few cameo appearances. So that's that. As far as I know, the reason why Doug Sloan decided to play the Remember the New Guy is that the reason why Zeltrax was revealed to be Terrence Schmidt, a.k.a. Smitty. Hope this helps. All the best. I am just now more disappointed that it's not someone at... It's not even that it's not someone from before. It's just Smitty.
I think that's why I'm like, I bet it's Trent's dad so much. It's like, I just want him to tie into all of this in a way, in any way, other than just like old partner of Tommy's that got blown into pieces and stitched back together in a robot suit.
I don't think it's Trent's dad, but I'm willing to, I hope it is, because that's better than just like, it's Smitty. Anyway, see you later. Like, because there's like the Elsa stuff, especially, like, why add this other layer on to a thing that already worked? You know, it's just muddying the waters more than they need to. Anyway, Josh.
And Elsa and Tommy barely have anything.
Yes. They danced once, kind of. All right, Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the best is, I really like Anton Mercer giving Derek detention.
I think that was good. I think Anton was pretty good this episode as a foil to Mezigog. And they kind of played it as like they're not the same, even though we know now that they are.
They are. But then at the end of the last episode, it's like he doesn't want to be Mezigog, but Mezigog does want to be not so trapped inside of him or whatever. So
was Anton, when Connor was like, I'm going to go see what's going on with that monster, and Anton was like, no, don't, it's a monster, you can't go out there. Was he stopping the Red Ranger from helping the other Power Rangers, or was he stopping his student from putting himself in danger?
Honestly, it could go either way, because I don't know if Anton, because we know that Mezigog knows what Anton knows, but we don't know if Anton knows what Mezigog knows.
Right.
So it could go either way, but it seems a little unclear right now, but it could honestly be read both ways of like, hey, you're a kid, that's a giant fly monster, or hey, maybe we can knock off a couple Power Rangers if they don't have the whole team together, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I have a best.
Gotta have one.
I don't have. You told me before I didn't have to.
No, I do. I have told you have to.
Oh.
you gotta.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I was frustrated by a lot of stuff in this episode. My worst is going to be something we didn't even talk about, which will be
okay.
Fun.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm excited.
I guess I will give it to Anton Mercer, good guy teacher.
Okay.
I guess that's going to have to, I can't think of anything else.
The only other thing I can think of is that Ethan solves the problem without fighting, which I like.
That was good.
But I enjoy when that happens, but
the bully message was still a little lost.
Yeah.
it was a little weird.
Yeah. But so my worst is that there's only one black person on the show. And so
he got bullied.
Yeah. And so like him getting, it's not even that, like, because like it's fine if like that's how they want it. Like, he's a nerd. If they want to play like the nerd gets bullied by this jock guy, that's fine. But like, when he's literally the only black person on the whole show, it's like, you need to address that a little bit. Like, you know,
yeah, you could have just put more black people in like the background cast.
I was looking, and it's not like everybody is white, but as far as I could tell, there's only one black person on the show. Well, there's two. The voice of Zeltrax is a black guy. I looked him up because I was like, is that, because that guy does not look like he has that deep a voice. So, and it is it's not. So there's that. What's your worst?
My worst is when Ethan is fighting the monster and he can't morph, because then everyone will find out that he's the Blue Ranger.
Right.
Kira, 50 feet away, yells and like throws herself out and morphs.
Yep.
Comes out and Ethan runs away. Ethan comes back morphed, and they fight the monster and they yell their names at each other in front of the whole school.
Didn't even notice that.
Yeah, Kira gets blasted and Ethan is like, Kira!
There's so many kids around, Ethan. Come on.
And like Ethan jumps in and like tackles the monster when he first gets there, and Kira's like, thanks, Ethan! It's a Sequinox situation. Like, they went full Sequinox.
They went full Sequinox. MVP, I'm going to say, is Ethan.
Yeah, I'm also going to give the MVP to Ethan this time.
I really hope, because last couple episodes, we've been like, they've been getting away from like Ethan being like just a jerk. And then I think in this episode, it's like, he still can be a jerk, but two people being a jerk to him, and I feel like that works a lot better than him just being mean cuz.
It's weird because he's still very eager to fight, but like won't when it comes down to it.
Well, because he, like, and I think a part of that is that, like, he's a Power Ranger and he knows that, like, I could destroy this guy. I fight monsters every day, but I can't do that because that is wrong. So I really like that, like, conceit of, like, no, I'm not going to use my dino powers. He couldn't physically hurt me if I did.
He says it so plainly. Like, it, the thought had not even occurred to him that, yeah, like, he has armor skin. He has access to armor skin. He was like, no, I'm not going to do that to Derek.
To Derek? Yeah. So now we got to rank it. I'm kind of 50-50 on this episode because on the one hand, I do really like the Ethan stuff because it's a lot more like teen unmorphed, you know, real, not real life drama, but realer life drama. But then there's all that Smitty stuff.
Yeah. How do we feel about Golden Boy? I think this is better than Golden Boy.
I think it's better than Golden Boy because, like, despite how much I am confused and mad at the Smitty stuff, at least it's not like, oh, Tommy just killed a monster by hitting three buttons on his thing. That sucks.
What about Burning at Both Ends?
Burning at Both Ends, that was the one David was on. I'm trying to remember more about the plot. I remember us all being like, everything worked, but it doesn't make sense that it worked. Like, no one explained how it should have.
But that's just going to happen this season, I think. That's kind of like the overall arc of the season is like,
right,
our plans are nothing. Our plans aren't anything.
Yeah, they happen. Don't worry about it. I think it's better than that, but I don't think it's better than the White Thunder three-parter.
Okay. I can agree with that, I think. I don't have any strong feelings one way or the other about that.
Okay. So coming in at number 6, Bully for Ethan. What's the over-under on ever seeing Derek again, do you think?
It's like a, I don't know how over-unders work. It's probably, it's like a 10% chance that he will ever be in another episode.
Okay. So there's an even lower chance that him and Ethan start dating, which I feel like should happen.
That's a 0% chance.
That's a 0% chance on a Disney Channel show from 2004.
Where they won't even let a boy and a girl kiss.
I mean, look, like Claire said when she was on, Tommy and Mercer had the same amount of physical affection as Jen and Wes. So, like, maybe if all things are treated equal on that front, then they will. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. The next episode is called Lost and Found in Translation. So we'll see you for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Three, two, one.
Hold Dino on. Thunder, power up! I was halfway through. I couldn't just stop.
I almost said, may the power protect you.
That's the end. That's the last one.
At least it's the right show. Three, two, one. Dino Thunder, power up.
I almost didn't say it, so you would have to say it by yourself.
Then you
could put them together.
Well, see, now, at least for you, I have options. So if I don't like your second take, I can try your first one.